Mayor Landry, 1 year later, and I'm sure you remember this time a year ago quite vividly, Mayor.
Oh, yes. It's, those memories will be with all of us for quite some time to come.
Now, you're an Army veteran, I think, correct?
Yes, United States Army Reserve from 1972 to 1978.
So you've seen some things in your life, and I would imagine that this was like nothing else.
That's what I shared with some of the veterans of foreign wars. I spent the evening with them this past Saturday as they reopened their VFW hall here in Denham and the official ribbon cutting. And I shared with them, you know, nobody can really and truly understand what those gentlemen went through during the Second World War and the Korean War and the Vietnam War because you weren't there. But this is kind of a similar situation to, because we all went through this catastrophe together. Those veterans that I spoke about were there by themselves away from their families, but now they're here and they went through this event with their families and with their children and their grandchildren and their friends. So it kind of brings everybody together, and it was such a devastating event, and you know, we're taking baby steps forward, and we will get there. There's no doubt in my mind. It's just definitely going to be a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, it was about what 80% of the structures were affected in your city. Is that
the number? Yes, sir. The number was it was a little over 77% at final count. Received 18 inches or more, and quite a devastating effect on our city.
What are the biggest challenges still facing you?
You know, our business community has rebounded extremely well. What made Denham Springs so attractive before is still here, and the business community wants to be here. Any vacant buildings that we have out there that are commercial that used to house a particular business is either being torn down and a new one built in or being built or being remodeled. For instance, Popeye's chose not to come back. The CC's Coffee has taken over their location. We had a little small center that had a couple of Mary Lee Donuts and a couple of other folks in there, and they relocated to other parts of the city, and that whole building was torn down, and now Captain D's restaurant is being relocated there. So there's several properties like that across the city, not many in the commercial field, that our people are looking at really, really hard. But the hardest thing for our recovery is the citizens, and in particular the citizens that did not have flood insurance. And it's been a long, terrible, slow, painful process to get through the SBA and FEMA and the Restore Louisiana a piece of the reimbursement for these folks. Remember, these folks that did not have flood insurance are having to come out of pocket. And, you know, most people today live paycheck to paycheck. So how in the world can they do that? Is beyond me, but you can see the look in their eyes, and they want to, and they're working extremely hard to do so.
Tell us about Denham Strong.
Denham Strong, Ms. Sandra Gunner from the Office of Community Development for the state approached me about it probably May or so of last year. I'm sorry, this year, and we started talking about the resources that may be available to us. And she brought a whole contingent of people over here to try and explain the process to me. And I will have to admit, I had a deer in the headlights look like, what in the world is she talking about? So she made a second trip back, and we had a smaller meeting with a smaller group of folks. And then it became apparent what we needed was Denham Strong. And the whole idea is to utilize FEMA, you know, through the National Disaster Framework to bring Denham back. And to use those folks and use their talents and their access to funding from different sources across the country to reach out to our citizens, try to analyze what it is they really would like to see us do going forward, secure funding, and then implement those things as soon as we can. Some of these projects may take a year, some may take 2 years, some may take 10 years, but these are long-range goals, and it is truly... it's the heart of our community here that we follow what our citizens want us to do for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, Denham Strong had a meeting this weekend, I understand, and citizens voted on recovery projects. Is that what happened?
Yes, that was our third meeting. It has been in 90 days or so. Between all three meetings, we had about 800 people show up and voice their opinions on the It was a very simple approach to suggestions and comments, and it just kind of built up to this past Saturday where we posted the most common thread of projects they wanted us to look for to going forward. And it's I don't have the final tally, but I'm actually looking at the boards as we speak. Almost without a doubt, they want us to do something to enhance community planning going forward, emergency preparedness, communications in case there is another disaster, and trying to be better prepared for another event. I say this all the time, and not to scare people, but it's not a matter of if we have another event, it's a matter of when. When you look across the country, you see all sorts of events that go on, be it flooding, forest fire, mudslides, hurricanes, tornadoes, whatever. So it's just a fact of life that these kinds of things happen. So as a municipality, we just have to do everything we can to make sure that we're as prepared as we can be and to also notify our citizens, and that seems to be the one of the key focuses that they've also expressed. The other part is the revitalization, if you will, of certain parts of town that maybe have fallen into disrepair over the years. And so that's going to be another focus of some of our efforts going forward.
We're hearing from Mayor Gerard Landry, the mayor of Denham Springs, an area where 77% of the structures received 18 inches or more of floodwater last year. And the recovery continues, and certainly these things don't get patched up overnight. How's the partnership with FEMA and the National Disaster Recovery Framework going?
I will have to definitely compliment these folks on this part of the process. As you've probably heard, my dissatisfaction with the initial FEMA response and my trip to Washington to voice those opinions with the congressional hearings that we held up there. But that's then, and this is now, and these folks have been tremendous. We have five people that are embedded with us here at City Hall. We've dedicated a full-time staffer, Ms. Jeanette Clark, and they have worked out this whole scenario, and it has really worked out quite well. And we'll, as the days progress, and in particular by this weekend, we will have announced to the citizens, this is what you guys asked for, and this is what we're going to work for, and that's when the real work begins.
You started, Mayor, by mentioning how you all went through this together, and it is a memory that will never fade. How important is citizen engagement when you're recovering from a disaster of this magnitude?
I think as any civic leader should know, and if he doesn't know, he needs to listen to what I'm getting ready to tell you. This is a community. This is their city. It's not my city. I don't even use the word as elected because I don't consider myself a politician. I use the word they hired me to run their city for them, to manage the assets that we have, to provide them with the services that they pay for. So to have them have an input as to what we do going forward is the paramount. You have to do that. There's no other way to look at it. Let them tell you what to do, and that's the best way to represent the people.
When this happened a year ago, unlike hurricanes, where there usually is some preparation, usually not enough, but at least some, this really came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Oh, yes, it did. You know, we've always had hurricane preparedness meetings and try to prepare for events, and we, unfortunately, in the past have had some flooding issues, and we have been through that as well. And the night before the floods hit, we had a meeting at 7 o'clock at the police department, and we were going to get back together again at 7 o'clock the following morning to see what the river stages were going to be and what our plan at that point would needed to be. And by the time we got back to the police station, I think I got there 6:15, 6:30. Water was already across the street and entering City Hall, which has never happened since the 1983 flood. And even then, it was only a few inches. Within a matter of about 3 hours, there was, I think it was 52 inches of water inside City Hall. So It was just a matter of hours before it happened, and it was really all hands on deck. And this go start saving people. And that's exactly what we did. Thank God for the Cajun Navy. Those guys came out with all their boats. Our firemen were able to get over to Bass Pro. They've always been a great partner for us here in the city, and they let us utilize boats that they have. And we went out and immediately just started rescuing people. And that's really all we did for about 3 days, was just pull people out of the water. So it was just a matter of reacting to the circumstances that were presented to us at that time. There really was no time to even think.
Well, congratulations on the triumph of the human spirit and Denham Springs and your resilience, Mayor. And I know there's much work that needs to be done, and certainly we will keep in touch.
I appreciate you so much. And just a quick reminder, one thing that's very important about this weekend is our celebration of hope. And in particular, there's some events all day Saturday.
Thank you, Mayor.